Hey guys, it's Annie Top, and today we are obviously here to talk about
Persona,
the new BTS album that we have been waiting for.
Yep.
And it did not disappoint.
Nope.
What do you think?
Not whatsoever. Did you like it? I loved it.
I loved it. Yeah. Do you think you have a favorite song yet?
It's hard. With, like, every album, I can, like, never really pick a favorite song. But I don't know. Do you have a favorite song?
I definitely have a favorite song. But should we play, like, a little bit of each song?
Yeah.
First, okay, so the first song on the album is
Persona,
which we just heard a little bit of.
Yeah.
And that's just Rap Monster rapping. Yeah. With, like, a really catchy beat. Like,
It's super catchy. And I also want to say, so Persona is actually based off of one of their other songs, and that song was called, was the intro to School Love Affair.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's different lyrics and stuff.
Right.
And different, like.
What's the second song?
Boy with Love.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So, this is the one that they did with Halsey.
Ooh.
And I think it was just, like, the right mix of, like, BTS and Halsey, and it was the right type of song for them. And it's definitely, like, a very, like, fun,
like,
song.
Woo!
Like, yeah, like, very upbeat, a very upbeat song. So should I just play from the middle, or what should I do?
Yeah.
Just play from the middle? Okay. So we'll just go somewhere in the middle of this, and we'll see what. So these are like the best parts of the song. I think it's not quite the chorus, but they're really good. Let's play a little bit of the chorus. All right. So that's A Boy with Love. It's awesome. You know what else I like about that? I feel like there's the perfect balance between how much each member is featured on it.
Yeah.
Too. It's not like
too much of one member.
Yeah. It was perfect. And then, like I said, too, the perfect amount of Halsey in this song, too. And I thought, like, in the video, I thought her personality like, fits in with them really well.
It totally does. And she did choreo with them.
Yeah. And unlike the Nicki Minaj video,
she was with them.
Like, she actually filmed with them, which I really like. So I hope they're, like, friends now.
And then her crush is RM, and when she was like,
Did she say wait?
Yes, she did.
She said crush.
Did. Well, she said her bias.
She said bias. Okay, let's not.
It's not. It's like the same thing.
Okay. Anyways, her bias is RM, and she does sit next to him in the video.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a secret handshake. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
How many of us get to say that we have a secret handshake
with RM?
Yeah. Psh. Whatever.
Seven and now eight. Wait. Nope. Seven. Yep. Six and then seven.
But you know what? Like, I, like, didn't get bugged at all with them collaborating
so
with Halsey.
Yeah.
You know?
I was so happy.
And I think it came out really, really well. Okay. So the next one is... Okay.
Microcosmos.
Yes, Microcosmos. So it's a little, like, they spell it with K's.
Yeah.
So microcosmos. Okay. Should I just play from the middle of this one, too?
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll play from the middle. Right here. Okay, do you like this one?
I love this one.
I actually really like the name too, Microcosmos, like your own little world. Okay, and I just want to say too, I haven't looked at the English lyrics for these, have you?
But I never look at the lyrics.
Okay, well, I was going to say, I try not to at first. Eventually, I do want to know. But I try not to at first because I really want to appreciate, like, the musicality first.
Exactly.
Before I get into lyrics. But I really love the title of this one.
So do I.
Microcosmos. And then it's, like, so upbeat. I will say this, though. Like, when I first heard it, like I told you guys, it kind of sounded like a track from, like, an 80s movie or something like
that.
I can totally picture it in an 80s movie. I don't know. Not that
like
that's
a
bad,
like how like Friends has a theme song Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
And it's like BTS Bangtan Sonyeo.
Yeah, maybe not so much for a TV show, but it does sound like it belongs like
as a theme song for them.
For a movie. Yeah, but like if I was watching a movie and like the credits came on at the end, or like the happy ending, and like this song started playing. That's what it sounds like to me. But I really like it, and I can't wait to hear what it talks about. I don't know why. Okay, what's the next one?
It is Make It Right,
which
BTS collaborated with two people, and this one is Ed Sheeran.
Oh right, but Ed Sheeran's not actually on the track.
He just helped produce it.
Yeah. And this one is my favorite.
Yep.
And it was my favorite from like the get go.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's play a little of this. So this song makes me a little sad.
Why?
Because your dad was like, do you think they're going to perform these new songs on the stadium tour? And I was like, probably. And so now I'm going to miss them performing these songs. And I'm so sad. This is a great song. It makes me want to dance. It makes me happy. Like, I spent the whole first day that the album was out just putting the song on repeat and playing it over and over and over again. I love this song. What do you think of it?
I love it. It's a good song. It's like a nice, it reminds me of you, to be honest.
Really?
Like, that, if your personality was a song, I feel like you'd be that
one. That's going to make me cry more.
It's because it's like calm, but it's also like upbeat, you know what I mean? So.
What about like?
Well, he has a lot of like love, and you love me and Dad a lot.
Oh, maybe that's why I love it so much. I don't know. Okay, so what's the next one?
Home. This was the one when I first listened to the album, and I only got to like track 5 at first because I just kept streaming Boy with Love. But when I heard this one, I was like, oh my god,
this is
I really like this one.
Is it my imagination, or are they saying casa?
Yeah, they are. Mi casa.
Okay. I'm like, are they speaking Spanish, or am I just imagining this? Okay.
Oh.
Okay, so she rewound it just to put it in the same exact spot. But, yep. But that's a good song, and I swear they say casa in it. So what do you think about this song?
As I said before, when I was first listening to this album, I kind of had a favorite for this one. Oh,
so this one, is it still your favorite?
No. I don't really have a favorite anymore.
Oh.
Because anytime I listen to I'll be like, oh, this is my favorite. But then when I listen to a different song, I'm like, crap.
You know what was funny? So, so when we first got it, we listened to it together.
Mm-hmm.
And then, when I was driving to work, I really wanted to listen to it the whole way through.
Yeah.
Before I started putting Make It Right on repeat. But I remember sitting in my car and I was like, I will never, ever hear these songs for the first time ever again.
Yeah.
This is a one-time experience to hear these songs for the first time. And it's just so surreal because, I don't know. You look forward to something. You look forward to something. And then it's happening and you're like,
oh my God.
I'm listening to the new album. And then you start to think of things like, I'll never listen to it for the first time ever again. And then you're just like, wow.
When we went to the concert and, it was like, that is the only time and the first time that we will walk in here and, BTS will be there. That was our first concert, first everything.
It was unbelievable.
It was my first time crying over someone else.
Okay, what's the next one?
I don't know how to say this one.
It's Dionysus or Dionysus? Oh, Jamais vous.
Jamais vous.
It could be Jamais.
But it has an S.
But you don't say the S's in French.
Oh, you don't? That's French.
So I'm pretty sure it's Jamais vous.
We can't be saying it wrong, so.
I feel like we're kind of okay. I don't know. Okay, so let's play this. So this is beautiful. And so they were saying too, Jamais vu is gonna be the opposite of deja vu. So deja vu is where you walk into a situation.
You're wait, I've seen this before.
Yeah, where have I experienced this? And then so Jamais vu is they say that it's the opposite. So it's something you have experienced before. But all of a sudden, it feels so unfamiliar, if it's the first time.
Oh, wow.
But you've done it, and you know you've done it a million times. But for some reason, this time seems like the first time. Or,
every time I cry, unfamiliar. Yes.
So, again, I'm really anxious to hear the translated lyrics, because I just know it's going to be so deep and sentimental. I know not. I'm trying not to look right now. Okay. And then, do you want to talk about this song before we switch?
Yes.
Okay, what do you think?
Okay, so I don't know why, but this to me, sounds like a ballet song. It's more of not traditional ballet song though, if you get what I mean. And I don't know if that's just because I did a lot of ballet today or what, but to me it sounds like something, because my coaches don't play normal just music ones, instruments.
Yeah, so they don't play classical.
Yeah, they play songs. Lyrics and stuff like that. And this one is something
I think that I would be beautiful for ballet.
Yeah.
Yeah, good call. Wow.
Wow. We always like to say stuff like the numbers.
Wow. Is that where we get that from?
Yes.
I don't even know anymore.
We got that from J-Hope.
Jeez. Okay.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so now it's
the one that I've been waiting for.
Yeah, Dionysus. So this one is This one's like hardcore.
Oh, I love this one. It gets like, me so pumped. I listened to it this morning and I was like, yes. I was
so surprised to hear this song. Okay, let's play a little bit. So Dionysus was or is the it's mythology, and he's the god of like wine and like overindulgence. Okay.
Okay.
And a few other things. I mean, there's so much story in all of these like mythologies, but what's interesting is like in this they're saying like get drunk on art and being an artist and like just like go crazy and go all out.
But in like in a creative way. Like yeah. Get drunk on creativeness.
Yeah, on creativity. So but it's like so hardcore.
I love this one.
I was so surprised.
If you haven't noticed, I'm like the hip hop like person. Like even when TXT came out, like I loved Cat and Dog because it was like the hip hop one.
Yeah, you're right.
So but like with this one, like I love songs that get me pumped, you know what I mean? And this one I was like, yes, I was like, whoa. And I didn't know that like this one, I thought that I honestly thought that Make It Right was gonna be the like hardcore one.
Oh.
And turned out to be this one. I thought this one was supposed to be like a sad song.
Oh yeah.
So that's like when I saw the names and I said this yesterday, but like I feel like this will be like the song that's like Babe Say for us, like the new Babe Say. Mm-hmm. Because like Babe Say was that hype song and now we have I don't know how to say it.
Dionysus. Yeah. I like it.
I love it.
Okay. Alright, well awesome. So thanks for listening to the Persona album with us a little bit.
Soul.
And let us know what you think. Did you love it? Did you like it more than the previous albums? Do you like it the same? What's your favorite song?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot to discuss.
Yeah.
Okay, and then don't forget to tune in to Saturday Night Live tonight, and we're going to do a special extra podcast following this one, just talking about
Saturday Night.
Yeah, our hype, and then we'll do another podcast tomorrow.
After
we've watched it, saying what we thought about everything.
Yep.
And we're going to have a big party tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We were going to invite people, but then we were like, no, they want to do it.
Yeah, because then I don't want people at my house for forever. I'm like, we'll just have a party with us. So we're going to go get food and stuff. And we're going to get Korean food, actually. Yep. Okay, but let's not give everything away. We'll save it for the next podcast.
Ooh.
All right. I'll see you later. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.